Okay, let's go live. This is the Q&A call for the Success Circle. So I want to welcome everyone to today's Success Circle call and also welcome all new Entrepreneurial Edge Success Circle members. Last week on our high content call was about permission-based marketing, and today is your day to ask questions about that high content call. Where we had our web expert, strategy expert, Jane Birch, who is with us today. I'm Lisa Menini with Accelerate Associates, home of the Entrepreneurial Edge System. And for the next for this session, we received some questions from you that we're going to review, and I understand some of those, some of you couldn't be on today's call live, so I'll just answer the questions, and I've asked Jane Birch to also be here. Welcome, Jane, again.
Thank you, Lisa. Happy to be here.
And just to just as a reminder for those of you that are on the call live, remember you can catch the replay in the Success Circle audio library. So feel free to listen to the replay if you've missed anything. You can listen to it over and over. And again, you can download those to a CD if you want to listen in your car as well. Remember that this call is also part of your Success Circle benefits, so when you have questions, you can email them to info@accelerateassociates.com. That's E-X-C-E-L-L-E-R-A-T-E, associates.com, to get your questions answered. And again, it doesn't have to be about the high content call that we've had in the previous session. We've done it specific to this session because, you know, there was a lot of technical things that needed to be done with putting in a permission-based marketing system, so we wanted to make sure that as you implemented it, you got your questions answered. I'd also like to invite you to get your pen and paper ready and your calendar ready. I have some upcoming events that I wanted to share with you. First of all, the next high content call is scheduled for Tuesday, May 11th at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That's Tuesday, May 11th at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We're going to cover the business models and their profit systems. So there are a lot of questions about different types of business models and how you set up your profit systems. And unfortunately, many business owners take a really haphazard approach at implementing their business model. For example, solopreneurs especially, they get busy planning just one event. Maybe it's a workshop. Maybe it's a speaking engagement. But they forget about the profit systems behind those events. Okay, what does it lead into? What's the system behind it? What are all the different revenue streams? And if they looked at the whole revenue business, they'd see other ways to monetize their business model further. And we're going to talk about that in the high content call on May 11th. So you absolutely want to come to this call. We're going to talk about the most important elements that you got to think about when you execute your business model, and also the top 5 revenue generating ways to bring in income from just one event, but that most entrepreneurs tend to forget about, and what systems you could be missing that are going to bring in more profits more quickly and provide more value to your clients and customers. So if you're building your business, you've taken the 6-month challenge, you'll want to be on this call to find out more about that. And on May, at the end of May, we're going to be launching the Entrepreneurial Edge System Biz Boost Self-Study Program. And that is a self-study program for those of you who were unable to attend the 3-day event. Or for those of you who want to review the 3-day event, you can get the Entrepreneurial Edge System Biz Boost Self-Study Program. For those of you that also are looking to add additional income streams, you can sign up to be our affiliate, an Accelerate Associates affiliate, and help us market that program and get commissions for anyone who links on your link and purchases it, so you can get a commission. So some of that passive income. So here's your opportunity to build some passive income in your business if you're not already an affiliate. If you're not an affiliate, feel free just to go to accelerateassociates.com and become an affiliate. There's a little link there. You can fill it out and become an affiliate. I also want to let you know about another upcoming event on Blog Talk Radio tomorrow, Wednesday. April 28th. I'm either ahead or behind, depending on how you look at it. We're going to have Barbara Kassoff, and she is an expert who does business with, shows businesses how to do business with the government, and she'll be joining me on my Blog Talk Radio show. So you can go to blogtalkradio.com/navigating_change, and you can sign into the chat line. We're going to have, again, that's 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time if you can join us. If you can't, you can listen to the podcast afterwards. Going to be great for those of you who want to do business with the government. She's going to be revealing a lot of things that you should know before you do business with the government. If you're looking to add, what do they buy? What does the government buy? She's going to be sharing all of that on that call. So you want to be on blogtalkradio.com tomorrow to listen. Okay, well, let's get started in today's Q&A call. We've got some questions, and Jane, I'm going to ask you just to chime in as well in answering these questions. Would you do that today?
I'd be happy to do that.
Great, great, thanks. Now, the first question that we got was, you mentioned that our preferred clients are using the Internet to find a solution, a phrase or a solution. Excuse me. How do I find out what they are putting in there? And I'm assuming that this question is, how do I find out what they're putting in search engines to find me? Or to find you, or to find their solution. One of the ones that you mentioned, Jane, was Market Samurai, I think.
Uh-huh.
And Market
Samurai.
Go ahead.
M-A-R-K-E-T, Samurai, like the warrior, S-A-M-U-R-A-I.
.com. And
yes.
Tell us a little bit about the functionality of Market Samurai. First of all, there is a free trial period as well for Market Samurai, correct?
That's right.
So for those of you who are building your business on a shoestring budget, just be very focused when you do use Market Samurai, that you do your search, your research during that free trial period, correct? Is that one way, Jane?
Well, let me tell you a little bit about the Market Samurai and how it works. And in actuality, there are pieces of Market Samurai that you can use forever for free. It's a one-time charge piece of software that you download on your computer. And if you're a paid member, then, of course, you get free upgrades and you continue to keep the premium services after the trial period.
Mm-hmm.
So Market Samurai does a number of things that are very useful when you're starting to understand your market and understand what it is, who you're marketing to, and it tells you about the keyword phrases that people use, but it gives you an awful lot of other information about those keyword phrases, like it tells you for each phrase how many competing websites are using those phrases or optimized for those phrases.
Mm-hmm.
That's something you really want to know is, you know, how many searches or how much traffic a ranking site is getting for that keyword phrase. So it's going to tell you if you were ranking number one, how many visits you might get.
Mm-hmm.
And then also how many other sites are optimizing or trying to get ranking for that keyword phrase. So those two things are the most important pieces of information about your keyword phrases, and it's going to tell you whether you're going to get be able to get traffic from it.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the two important things. And the free keyword research, that one keyword research module,
mm-hmm.
will continue to be free after your trial is up.
Mm, okay.
some of the deeper kinds of understanding about the, you know, the competition, like what this is something that's phenomenal that no other keyword tool that I know of is doing, is another module allows you to look at those top 10 ranked websites for your keyword phrase and know, you know, how optimized they are. It's going to tell you what you need to do in order to get your number one ranking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very valuable information, because sometimes you can say, look and say, well, you know, sure, there's only 30,000, for example, websites that have that keyword phrase. And when you look at the competition module, you can see that, you know, the top 3 to 5 are very well optimized for it. So it's going to take you a long time. And by optimized, I mean they've got a lot of links coming into their site. They've got all the keywords in the right places, which are all the things that you would need to do in order to outrank them.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. It does. And in fact, for a kind of a step-by-step, we provided the step-by-step. Again, I just want to remind people, for those who attended the Entrepreneurial Edge System 3-day intensive, that step-by-step to walk you through your creating your own permission-based marketing system is available in the resources section. And we do list Market Samurai as a resource to do a keyword search. So that's going to be really key for you as you implement. So we want to make sure we give you the tools to do that.
Right.
Great.
And I emphasize that it's the most important thing to do before you ever start to even put together a permission-based marketing
mm-hmm.
system.
Yeah, because you really want to understand what people are putting in that search engine to eventually find you. Your preferred client, and that's really key, is
right.
You have to really understand your preferred client, too. Because
uh-huh.
if you're not really clear on that, you can't really get in to understand their perspective either and what they're putting in there. So that's really key.
Can I say something more about that?
Please.
You know, and this is especially when you're doing this for the first time, I just want to say it's not an exact science.
Mm-hmm.
So using a research tool like Market Samurai really gives you a leg up on your competition. But know that the ranking algorithms used by search engines like Google changes all the time. So you can do your keyword research and things can change, or you have to test out the information that you've found, and so you can use keyword phrases and see if you can get ranking one and then get traffic on them and see if that traffic will convert or will actually buy something.
Mm-hmm.
So those are all kind of proving out the market that has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Before you can say, oh yes, that's the absolute, you know, best keyword phrase for my preferred client. So sometimes it's a matter of trying it out, which is why it's great that we can put up the permission-based marketing system pretty quickly and then it tests out our assumptions about who our preferred market is and what terms they're using. You put it up, you test out, see who comes, and if they're actually looking for or doing what you think they're doing, or they are who you think they are.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a certain amount of testing that has to go on. And like I said, it's not an exact science. But we do have a lot of tools that mm-hmm. will help us to help us to get farther than if we weren't using them.
Well, and I think the thing to remember too is those bring, once you get, you know, once you fine tune your permission-based marketing, and some people do the first time out of the gate find that organic traffic automatically, and brings in their prospects very, very quickly. But yeah, there is some fine tuning that you're going to need, whether that is in the actual mesmerizing marketing that you put up, because you do want to have that. You want to have some conversion. There are some conversion tools that you want to use, like video tends to convert better, how you structure your message, what you say in your message. Those are all very important things to also have in your permission-based marketing. But you're right. I think it is extremely important to, with those keywords and doing the research ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other...
Conversion?
I'm sorry?
You mentioned conversion.
Mm-hmm.
Might want to say something about what's a conversion?
Conversion, again, is converting someone from a prospect. Well, could be several things. A conversion could be converting someone to actually put their email and their name to so they convert as a prospect for you. So once they get onto your permission-based marketing site, they're going to read your information and decide, okay, is this something that I want? Because you're going to give them something, whether it's a white paper, a CD, a video, whatever it is you're giving them. And they're going to decide, okay, is this something that I am looking for? Is this helping with my solution? Additionally, so they can convert at that point to from as a prospect, as your prospect. So they're converting into that. Then later, by putting their name and their email address into your permission-based marketing. So they've converted at that point to your prospect. The second step is, are they converting as a prospect to a client? And you can set up systems after permission-based marketing, and that's a whole different high-content call. Now, that's a whole different webinar, right, Jane? That we're going to be talking about, actually, in June. So I will let people know that we will be doing a webinar that takes you through permission-based marketing step-by-step, and we'll be announcing that sometime in June, before that. Well, it's probably going to be held in June, but how to convert them then from prospect to client. And so that's a whole process and system as well. Did you have something you wanted to also mention, Jane? About conversion?
In terms of conversion, I think that's not always an obvious term, but sometimes it means an actual sale, but it's really any action that you want someone to take.
Mm-hmm.
And the important thing is you want your visitors to take some sort of action, that especially one that will allow you to keep in contact with them.
Mm-hmm.
And also in terms of, the rate of, we talk about conversion rates,
mm-hmm.
The number of, and if that would be a ratio, the number of people who take that action that you're asking them to take versus the number of people who actually come to your site.
Mm-hmm.
So the average, I heard in the last day or so that the average site converts 1%, which is very dismal. But depending on how you set up your site and the different factors that you mentioned, like video and the kind of copy that you put on there,
mm-hmm.
and the headlines that you use, you can take that conversion rate from that kind of standard 1% to 20, 30, 40, 50, even more percent of the people who are coming to your website will actually take that action.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're talking about having getting email addresses, the higher the conversion rate in terms of your email address, the addresses that you're collecting, the better.
Mm-hmm.
But you also want those conversions to be people who are your preferred clients.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The other question also that came in that says can I have multiple permission-based marketing systems for different products or different solutions? In the short answer, the short answer is yes.
Sure, of course.
but how do you want to go ahead, Jay?
I get sometimes. I think both you and I get that run into that idea that each business can only have like one website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there are multiple types of websites to do multiple things. And of course, permission-based marketing. I think it makes sense to start with one permission-based marketing system that is focused on a particular niche or a particular particular market that you're trying to address. So
mm-hmm.
And if you have multiple products, of course, you can and they have different, and maybe they address a different niche or a different sub niche of your business. It probably would make sense
mm-hmm.
to have because the idea that you're addressing or the solution that you're addressing is something different, and you may get different questions, or you might actually have a different demographic people that are coming to your site. So I think that narrowing down the target for a particular permission-based marketing system is a good idea, because then you can be very specific about the message. And there's something called a message to market match. So the more completely you match the message on your permission-based marketing system on that landing page to who you are wanting to attract, so that you can they can recognize themselves immediately mm-hmm. when they land on your page. They say, "Oh, this is for me." But that, yes, having multiple sites may allow you to do that more successfully, to really focus that message on a particular narrow down niche.
The other question that we had here is, what are the advantages or disadvantages to my permission-based marketing page on my website only? What are the advantages or disadvantages to my permission-based marketing page on my website only? So I take it their idea is to only have, they have a corporate website, a regular website, corporate website. So the question then is, what if I have this permission-based marketing only on my website? So I'm taking they've got the keyword search redirecting to their main website. So I guess if you had
assumptions.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
There's a couple of assumptions there.
Yeah.
Go ahead and.
Well, I think it's important to have, first of all, the purpose of a permission-based marketing system is you want to capture their attention and focus them solely on one action. And if you redirect them to your corporate website, not to that landing page, you have a variety of different links and places where people can go. And I think that could be problematic in terms of the action you want people to take. You want people to take the desired action, which is to put their name and email address so you can capture that information, so that you can begin to create a relationship and trust with them over time by providing additional information and content to them, and really creating that relationship. Now, if you have a keyword phrase and you redirect it to your main website, the problem is if it's just generic to your main website, then that could be problematic because they don't know where to click, and you may not end up getting their email address so that you can continuously develop that relationship with them. So that would be more, I think, a disadvantage. But if you directed them to your main website to that particular page, I think that would be okay. Because at that point, then it's singular. You don't have any additional links. It's singular to that page, and they're able to self-select as your client or as your prospect, potentially.
I think you're right that the fewer choices or fewer links that your visitor is presented with, the more likely you're going to get get some conversion. In fact, we know that from tests that have been done is that the more links, even if you have like the traditional landing page that's one column and no menu at the top, but you had some links at the bottom of the page, like privacy policy and different things. What they find is that people will look around and get distracted by those other links and start clicking off and going someplace else, and they don't take the action that you want them to take. So that's the danger. On the other hand, you can do both. I mean, you can have have an opt-in form. You should have an opt-in form for your free giveaway on your corporate site.
Mm-hmm.
And you do. You do, Lisa, and so do I.
Mm-hmm.
What I've been doing for a number of my clients and I have for myself is to set up, because I use WordPress as the basis for building websites, I have a plugin that I can employ that brings a squeeze page, or that's what we're referring to, the landing page with the opt-in form. So it's basically a permission-based marketing system landing page over top of my corporate website. You can still kind of see the website below it.
Mm-hmm.
But what people see right when they first get there is what looks like a page where they either decide to opt in or they click off of it and it goes away and then my website appears. So that's kind of a hybrid permission-based marketing system and more traditional or corporate website is what we're calling it.
Mm-hmm. So it kind of goes on, if you will, kind of on top of your main website. It just sort of appears there so they can read it. It's singular. They can put their information in, and once
right.
they do, they get into your website. Or if they choose not to, they can click off too.
Right.
Okay. Or click close or something.
Have you seen online, if there's sometimes when you click on a picture, it brings the picture up on top, and it's what they call a light box effect. So
mm-hmm.
the rest of the page is kind of grayed out, and all you see is the picture. And that's kind of what happens. It brings a frame with the actual landing page, and so it's on a what's called a light box, and it looks like the website behind it, which you can kind of see, but it's grayed out.
Right.
Yeah.
And so those are nice hybrids and nice options for people. Again, people can, if you have it separate too, there's advantages that they may find you because now you have your corporate website and you also have the permission-based marketing website. So you're in two places on the web as just opposed to one place.
Right. Well, and I think the other thing that bears mentioning, and we haven't really talked about this yet, is that one of the strategies for setting up a permission-based marketing system involves the building in the search engine optimization. By building that permission-based marketing system site on a URL or a domain name that includes your keyword phrases. So if you're putting your a permission-based marketing landing page on your corporate site, and your corporate site is built on your corporate name, so for example, Accelerate Associates,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to get the search engine optimization benefit from that URL.
Mm-hmm.
But you created your you did your keyword research and you found a keyword phrase and you used that keyword phrase and bought it as a domain name,
mm-hmm.
and built your permission-based marketing system on that on that keyword phrase with a domain. I did the same thing with, you know, with my corporate website. I built it right on a keyword phrase domain.
I see.
So there's that to consider too when you're thinking about creating a permission-based marketing system, is that you can get some advantage in terms of ranking for your keyword phrase when you put it in your domain name.
Hmm. You know, there's a lot of businesses being started right now, Jane, on a shoestring budget. And so I always get this question that comes in, how much is this going to cost me to implement? I do want to mention, though, this is a mindset to the inner entrepreneur. People are automatically thinking and watching their pennies. But also you need to think about what this is going to bring you. The mind always tries to go what it needs to give up versus also what's important is to what you're going to gain from it. And if you're going to gain additional traffic and continuous prospects, obviously that has an investment to it. But I think we figured this out. You know, you can do it for all of this. Obviously, it's going to take some time to do. You could get it done in about, I think if you were really aggressive, you could probably get it done in 8 hours. Over the course of 2 days.
Right.
And yep. It's going to cost maybe $50. I'm definitely under 100, but probably around 50, would you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say that's very generous.
And then the costs are usually associated with, once you get the keyword phrase, you get the domain name. And so the domain name is like $7-$8, right? To reserve. And so that's going to be an ongoing cost that you are going to have for your business. What are some of the other costs involved, Jane?
Yeah, I think the other costs are more ongoing monthly costs. For example, you're going to want to have an autoresponder service.
Mm-hmm.
That is just, you need to consider that as part of the expense of doing business in the information age. You need to have a service that will collect the email addresses and keep them in a database for you and allow you to follow up automatically by sending out sequence messages and allowing you to broadcast messages. And there's a number of different services, but I'd say that, you know, probably the average cost, monthly cost, is about $20 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to budget that.
Mm-hmm.
As far as hosting goes, you know, your hosting, you can pay, you know, like $5 a month and get hosting for one or two sites. You can pay $8 a month and get unlimited hosting.
Mm-hmm.
So you can host as many sites as you want to. So, you need to think about that. But those are the two main ongoing costs for, you know, for setting up a permission-based marketing system. There's a few, let's talk about Marcus Samurai. Okay, so it's a free trial. You can continue to do the keyword research for free after the trial, but if you want to, have the continued premium services, which personally, I have found very, very useful for my own business as well as for my clients, but, you know, that's a software that's, I'm not sure what the full price is right now, but if you buy it within the trial period, it's less than $150. I mean, it's very reasonable. So there's that. But you don't have to buy it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you can still use the main keyword research function.
Now, again, and there's advantages to having this as your own system. There's a lot of plug, you know, systems out there that'll say, oh, you know, do, you know, your permission-based marketing, or the squeeze page is another terminology that they use out there in the marketplace. Set up your squeeze page or your sales page in, 5 minutes or less. The problem with that, though, is those are not based on keyword searches or keyword phrases, and the content is not, well, it's your content you're putting up there, but they you know, if the site goes down, you don't have any control over that. Or if they close the site down, you don't have any control over that.
Yeah, there's pros and cons to doing it either way.
Right.
You know, if you just want to, you know, get something up quickly, and, you know, they're going to do the, you know, search engine optimization for you, you really want to find out, you know, what their track record is in terms of getting traffic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's, you know, how well they do the search engine optimization before you do that. But you can, you know, you can expect to spend anywhere from, I think, $50 to several hundred dollars a month to have those systems, to keep maintaining those systems. And like you say, you don't own them. You know, so once you stop paying for them, boom, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, when you're doing it yourself, or you have somebody, you know, do it for you on your own hosting service, then, you know, you don't have the same kind of monthly costs to maintain it. And if if you decide to change, you just have a whole lot more control over it. You know, it's not going to go away if you stop. I mean, it'll go away if you stop paying the hosting fee, of course. But your fees in that case are a whole lot less on a monthly basis.
Mm-hmm.
to maintain something like that.
One of the other questions that came in is what are the advantages of permission-based marketing? Now, we went through this in the high-content call that we had, and this is really the Q&A call, but I think it bears repeating because I think there's times where people don't realize just how valuable permission-based marketing is in their overall marketing effort. Now, we've been talking about online and attracting some of that people that are actively using, you know, keyword searches and putting those in a, putting those in a search engine and coming up with your company. That's one thing. But also, I see, and feel free to jump in, Jane, but I see permission-based marketing so much more than just online that could also help you offline. And by that I mean with entrepreneurs and solopreneurs and speaking engagements that you have, you know, you can send people to your permission-based marketing and, you know, kind of as a free gift when you do speaking engagements. You can send people to your permission-based marketing that you've met for the first time because, you know, we said a lot of people try to, I saw this on one of the conversations, should you put somebody on your, I think it's sign up for your e-zine service or your e-newsletter when you meet them at a networking event? And I wanted to say, no, why would you do that? Help them self-select and pre-qualify into your programs. Now, when they, you know, when you they sign up for your permission-based marketing, you can also say, hey, and as an added bonus, you're going to be on our e-zine, right? But at that point, they can self-select into it. Why would you add somebody that you've met for the first time to your e-zine service? First of all, in some cases, they haven't given you permission to do it, number one.
Right.
And number two, it's like asking them that old, you know, courting analogy. It's like asking them, you meet them for the first time and say, will you marry me? You just don't do that. At least most people don't.
So at least go steady.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's important that people do understand that permission-based marketing, even though it attracts your online, it continuously fills your pipeline with prospects. They convert. The power in it transcends online. It's part of your entire marketing strategy. Jane, would you agree or disagree with that?
Well, I absolutely agree. It's part of your overall marketing strategy, and because as you're meeting people offline, if you think of your business and your marketing as a funnel, okay, and all your meeting people in lots of different ways. They're meeting you online through search, but you're also out there networking and meeting people, and you can kind of use the your permission-based marketing system as a gateway, you know, to getting becoming part of your business or part of the prospects or leads that you have in your business. And it's a way for them, like you said, to self-select for, you know, they get to your front page and they see what you're all about, and they decide, I want to go further. I'm interested in this topic, and I am interested in what you have to offer here. So that you know, takes them into the funnel, and it also gives you an opportunity to start building a relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say that's one of the really unique features of the permission-based marketing system, as you and I are developing this, is this relationship building process that people go through. So it's not just opting in, it's not just getting on a list somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, I mean, I know people who build lists like that, and then the only communication they ever have with them is, buy this, you know, their stuff and everybody else's stuff, or come to this event, or, you know, they're constantly telling them what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what would you do if you met somebody and that was the only kind of communication that you had with them?
Mm-hmm.
Would you stay, you know, would you want to be around them?
No, probably not.
I wouldn't. I mean, you know, so using the permission-based marketing system, yes, they've given you permission to market to them, but you need to respect that and not to go overboard with email. So the kind of communication that you have with them using the permission-based marketing system is reciprocal, cycle of reciprocity, and it's also about giving value.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be continually giving value. So the autoresponder is something that helps you send valuable information,
mm-hmm.
as well as asking questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's really key too in this particular system through permission-based marketing that we teach, Jane, is, and I think this really differentiates it from any other permission-based marketing, because I have not seen this and I've been through a lot of permission-based marketing systems, but I don't ever recall this being on any one of them, and I think really differentiates this, and that is the part about asking.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really key, because you can really start developing that relationship with them and answering their questions, even on the questions on their blogs, in future easings that you have. As you collect this information, these questions, you can begin answering it in different ways. You know, this question came in from someone, and we're going to answer this on our blog, or the other types of ways that you communicate with your clients. For me personally, this has been tremendously helpful in several ways. Sometimes people come right onto my AccelerateAssociates.com website and sign up for my e-zine that way, which means they didn't go through my permission-based marketing system. But in the autoresponder, I'll say, by the way, have you seen, you can get your free copy of Get Ready, Get Set, Go, 3 Steps to Jumpstart Your Startup. And I send them to the permission-based marketing system, because I have so many free tools there that they can use immediately that they get access to. And again, it says, so, they not only get my e-zine, they immediately get access to the high content information and tools. So you can use I just encourage people, the Success Circle members, really think about the system of your permission-based marketing system. So if somebody came through a permission-based marketing system, what's on the other end of that? Not only is they going to get access to your high content CD or whatever you decide to give as your free gift, but after that, is there some other way or some other information that you're going to give them that would be high content, high value for them?
That's all important. And I think that just to clarify that the permission-based marketing system sets up that ask automatically. So we show you how to set up the front page and once with the opt-in form, and as soon as they push the send me my stuff now, visitor gets redirected to an ask page, mm-hmm. which means it does a couple of things. One, it confirms that they've been subscribed to the newsletter or they're on their way to get their free product, and it also asks them a question,
mm-hmm.
just one question.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's the most important? What's your most pressing question about growing your business?
Mm-hmm.
So what that does is it gives you an idea of what's on their mind or why they came to the site in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've been using those questions for is then to write my easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I've done that same thing, or my blog, or something of that nature, and it's just really helpful. And sometimes you see those same questions come through, but what you can do is also let them know, oh, great question, already answered this on my blog, go here. So immediately you're continuing to give them high content, high value, because they got their question answered immediately.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you can choose to respond to them directly,
mm-hmm.
or you can, which is great customer service,
mm-hmm.
or you can have an autoresponder that goes out and says, thank you for your question, look for it in our next issue. Or we've already addressed this question, or we address these questions in our e-zine, so make sure that you take a look for it. So that prompts them to look for the e-zine
mm-hmm.
in their
mm-hmm.
email as well.
Right, and some, I think in some cases too, you can also, if they're coming through your permission-based marketing system, you can tell them through your autoresponders, hey, look, we've got... don't forget these other resources that are available to you and redirect them maybe even to your main site. So people are concerned, how do they ever find me to, my main site? Well, you can do that you can address that through your autoresponder.
Exactly. Well, and you always have your, have several email addresses, on your autoresponder messages, and the whole purpose of them, the main purpose is to provide them value. But the way I often set up autoresponder messages is to give part of the article, but have a post or a page on my website that has the whole article, the whole content. So they have to click on a link to go from the email to your website. And that gets them back on your website. And it's okay for them to, explore at that point because you already have their email address.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're sending them back to a thank you page or a download page or an upsell page for some product or service that, they might be interested in, you have that link in the autoresponder message.
Mm-hmm.
And do that over and over again.
Now, one of the questions, too, that came up, Jane, is, and you might, and I want to go to you, too, before I address this question, let me go to you, Jane. Do you have any questions that keep coming up, too, regarding permission-based marketing that would be helpful in addressing in this Q&A call?
Well, one of the questions that I get very frequently is, okay, so now I've got a permission-based marketing system. How do I get people to it? How do I get traffic? Mm-hmm. So, and, you know, there's only, you know, really two ways to generate traffic. I mean, one is through organic, through search engines and, you know, having them sent there by a search engine. Or you can do that organically or, you know, through free listings on the search engine. Or you can pay for traffic through Google pay-per-click or these days Facebook is what people are using even more often than Google. Google AdWords. I can say a little bit more about that in a minute. But basically, you want to have people find you in the search engines.
Mm-hmm.
There's a science to that, or there's an art to that of having your keyword phrases rank highly on page one, mm-hmm. particularly for in Google or other search engines. And that's mainly how people find you through search.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. I just want to say this that sometimes people say, "Oh well, you know, I'm at the top of Google," and you know, you ask them, "Well, you know, what's the search term?" And they say, "Well, I'm on the top of Google for, well, let's say, you know, my company name was Jane Birch."
Mm-hmm.
Well, I own page one for Jane Birch. Let me tell you. I mean, I'm on every single. I'm on 10 for my name.
Okay.
But people aren't necessarily searching for me.
Right.
You know, searching with my name to find what I do for business.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want to be on page one for, and dominate page one, mm-hmm. is for my main keyword phrase.
The solution they're putting in the search engine.
Exactly.
Right. Right. And so, you know, and I think I just want to mention this too. One of the reasons you do also want to do your marketing and become known as the expert in your field is as you start writing your blog and submit articles to different types of sites, at the end of each article is usually a bio. A biographical summary. And it's important that as you write articles and as they are posted, that you put your permission-based marketing at the end of that article.
You put the URL.
The URL, right. So you send them to your permission-based marketing site. And that's, I think, important because a lot of people say, well, no, I want them in my main site. Well, you want them on your permission-based marketing site because then they pre-educate themselves, they pre-qualify themselves, and they self-select. If they are not your preferred client after visiting your permission-based marketing system, they're not going to put their email in it, and you don't have to waste your time with them. But if they are and they want to receive your information, then you've just captured their email versus just sending them to your website and hope they sign up for your e-zine. It's a different philosophy here. And so I think it's, in my opinion, I think it's important in terms of marketing a person's business to make sure that they put it at the end of their articles.
Well, let's put it in terms of ROI, since we're talking to business owners. The return on investment of sending traffic to your permission-based marketing system is much higher than sending them to a corporate site where the conversion is much, much lower.
Mm-hmm.
So you send traffic to your corporate site and the conversion is, say, 1%, as opposed to sending it to your permission-based marketing system where it could be more like 20-30% or more, you have essentially found, you're building a list of very qualified leads by having them opt in. And so what is a lead worth to you?
Mm-hmm.
You have to think about that. You know, what's the value of a lead in terms of how much business that client or that customer is going to be worth to you over the lifetime of their over the lifetime of being a client.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you need to think of it that way because because really the most successful business owners are not people who are just, you know, getting one-time sales. You know, they're developing relationships with customers who are going to buy for them over and over and over again. And we all know that it's much cheaper to sell to somebody who's already your customer than to get new customers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Building a relationship with them is important.
And Jane, before I start to close, because I have one other question that keeps coming up that I want to address, is there anything else you wanted to add?
Well, just to kind of go back to the traffic question, there's really three sources of traffic. And if you have Google Analytics on your website, you'll see there's direct traffic where people put their put your URL directly into their browser and go there directly. There's referral from other websites where your link is on other websites. They click on that link and they get directed to your website. And then there's the search engine traffic.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important, and this is part of building traffic to your site, to have build more and more sites out there that have your link on. We call it backlinks,
mm-hmm.
meaning the link goes back to your site. So that's something that maybe we can discuss at another time, but building the links out there on the web is really an ongoing process and something that you need to do quite a bit of to get traffic and to get ranked for your keyword phrase.
Mm-hmm. And that can be, too, as simple as answering a question on somebody else's blog, but putting your name and URL in there, and that URL is
right.
to your permission-based marketing
exactly.
page. Right. Okay.
Right. Yeah. So mm-hmm. those links are, you know, most effective if the links that you're putting out there, either when you write an article and put it in your bio box, or when you're answering a question on a blog or in a forum, or you have links in your profile for different social media, that those should consistently be pointing to your permission-based marketing system.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, Jane and I are also in discussions, and we'll tell you Success Circle members that we are in discussions of doing a step-by-step, because I got the question, step-by-step permission-based marketing that literally takes you through. If you can't do that through the guide that you were given in the Entrepreneurial Edge system, 3-day intensive, or the BizBoost self-study program, this program literally webinar takes you through what the things look like, how to do it, and we're going to be planning that for June. So you'll be hearing more information about that, and we'll be sure to tell the Success Circle members early so that you get early registration for that. So but with that, we are just about out of time for the Q&A calls. Again, I want to encourage the Success Circle individuals to submit their questions, Q&A questions to info@accelerateassociates.com. info@accelerateassociates.com. And Jane, do you have anything else that you want to add? Any last minute thoughts?
I just want to put in another plug for the permission-based marketing webinar that we'll be doing in June. And I know that especially if somebody is new to internet marketing for their business, and they, the idea of autoresponders and all that just kind of, has people quaking in their boots. I mean, sometimes this can be very overwhelming. And I'm very excited, because I think that this is going to be very helpful for both new people who are new to internet marketing, or maybe you've already, have a website and have somewhat familiarity with it. I think you're going to learn some new things, some new tricks, and we're just going to go through it step by step and make sure that, you understand everything that all the questions you have about how to get it done.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, thank thank you again for coming back and answering questions on the Q&A call. Again, we have these each month. The next high content call, just as a reminder for those of you who might have missed it, is Tuesday, May 11th at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's regarding your business models and their profit systems. So you'll want to be on that call. Thank you, Jane, for being here today.
My pleasure.
And thank you, all Success Circle members. And we will catch you later. And until next time, create a great life.